I'm Marcus Lemonis, and you're listening to The Prophet, the podcast from CNBC.
Fresh coconut.
You got fresh coconuts right here.
In 2016, Vinny Zaldivar launched Coco Tabs, pioneering a new way to get the juice out of a coconut. It's extremely popular with the Las Vegas vacation crowd, including me.
Open it, drink it. It's really good for you.
But I want to see if this is a product that will appeal to the mass market. The coconut water craze is huge. If I can tap into this, well, I can make a ton of money.
Life can be a tough nut to crack. Coco Tabs will get you right on track. Great taste, less waste too. Coconut water just flows right through.
Woo. Oh, hi.
Hi.
I'm Marcus.
Marcus, Coco Vinny, nice to
How
meet you.
How are you? Nice to meet you.
I'm great. Good to meet
Coco
you.
Coco Vinny, is that your actual name?
Legally changing it this year. Yeah.
All real?
Full on. Coco committed.
You got the beads going. You live this lifestyle.
This is it. So this is Coco Tabs HQ.
How you doing? I'm Marcus.
That's Coco Rob.
Coco Rob. Yeah. Okay, what are you changing your name also?
Hi, I'm Danny J.
See, thank you. You're not Coco Danny
well,
J.
Coco DJ here.
Okay.
Okay, listen, right now you're Coco Nuts.
That's right Coco Joe, by the way.
Nice to meet you.
Joe, how are you?
Nice to meet you.
And what is your actual name, Joe?
Joe Cancino.
And are you also changing your name legally like him?
No.
Okay. Continue. Wow, this is big.
We sublease from another produce company. This is our inventory up top. We're all coconuts. We all share the space. It's kind of like a working facility.
All coconuts meaning that you're all nuts?
Or we're nuts. We're Coco Nuts. This is our tap room. So
okay.
This is where the magic happens. We unwrap the coconuts. These come from Thailand.
Well, how does it come into you? Like this?
This just came off the boat.
So can you take me through the tapping process?
Tap crew, set them up, Coco Joe.
What's up, tap crew? Show them how to tap a case.
So we have a branding iron. We just slowly roll it across and put the logo on.
That's cool.
We do 108 to 130 coconuts an hour. Branded tap, ship.
Okay.
Goes in here. You pass it down here, you take one of these. It goes into a drill bit that fits perfectly around the plastic part.
Then it gets wiped down and packed. Right? That's the freshest coconut water you can ever drink.
This coconut water tasted different than anything else that I've ever had. It felt so pure and so clean and so refreshing that I know that consumers who like coconut water are going to love this. And I like the fact that Vinny is bright and he's bold and he's a salesman and he's got a good idea because the tapping process is clever and actually looks like he's put some thought into it. I'm fascinated.
Okay, are there different size coconuts? Because this is a lot to drink.
Well, and that's why we made it resealable.
You put it back in your refrigerator.
Yes, sir. This tap system keeps it fresh for up to 3-4 weeks in the fridge.
I want to go out into the
It's getting cold in here.
It's getting cold. And so talk to me about the nutritional benefits.
Okay. So this has every electrolyte that your body needs to produce energy. Magnesium, potassium, calcium, phosphorus, iron, sodium.
Do you only sell in Las Vegas?
Right now, we're just focusing on Las Vegas.
Isn't Coco Tap this?
This coconut water tastes delicious, but what I'm not sure of is exactly what product he was making and what he was selling. And is he a coconut importer? Is he a coconut distributor? Is he a tap manufacturer? What is Coco Vinny selling that's actually proprietary? In my mind, that's the only way to make money.
You buy these from a distributor?
Yes, we have a produce provider.
And how much do you pay for a case?
$9 to a case right now.
What's the cost of one of these at what?
$1.55 on average. Plus, we add our tap, our labor, our stuff. So we're in at about $2.22 all in.
And then what are you wholesaling for?
Right now, we're at $5.55.
At wholesale, $5.55?
Yeah, and they're going for $12 on the strip. So they double, triple them from there. We're very successful.
So you're the only one with a tapping system for a coconut?
Yeah, they're only made in USA. We've got utility patents on the tap. We have a whole bunch of international patents we're going to be filing for the systems and the procedures.
A patent is the best way to protect your product and, more importantly, make investors comfortable. If you think about a castle, the reason that the king and the queen are safe is because there's a giant ditch that goes all the way around it. Anytime you can have something that protects you from other people copying it, then it gives you real security that the idea is not only scalable, but man, you can make a ton of money.
So what prompted you to get in this business?
I hated my life before. I was the CEO of a gaming company. I was overweight, overworked, unhappy. So I took a step back and I set my mission to the next thing that I was going to do. It had to be good for people, good for the planet, and good for me, fun.
Start over.
Start. Reset.
Wow, that takes a lot of guts.
I wanted to get healthy. I lost 60 pounds. And all these athletes are drinking packaged, processed coconut water. It tastes like crap.
Yeah.
And it's very polluting to the environment. So 90% of everything that goes into recycle ends up in the ground or in the ocean again.
Yeah.
So that's why we're about zero waste.
I like the fact that Vinny is very focused on his business being zero waste, which means everything essentially is biodegradable.
This is the tap.
But it's plastic. You told me that your whole thing was about not having waste.
It's just cost. I mean, we got to figure that one out.
Yeah. What you have to be careful of is when you have a philosophy about who the company is and what it stands for, you got to have no instances where people could be like, ah, I gotcha.
Nobody's perfect.
Nobody is, but don't let costs compromise the edict, right?
Yeah.
The manifest of the business. Then Coco Vinny is like Coco Scammy.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
No, but I'm not saying that, but you just don't want to let anybody
right.
say it.
Right.
He told me earlier that he wanted a zero-waste company, and I'm not sure as I stand here. Is that a goal in the future, or are you trying to sell me something and trying to convince me that it's correct now? And I'm a pretty good judge of character, but I'm having a very difficult time trying to decipher Vinny's real person from this character he's playing.
So you take the tap out, you just turn. If you have a spoon, just spoon out all that meat.
So I can just, whoa. I thought it would be harder.
No, it's soft, beautiful. That's a young coconut. Now that's the fat. That's the fat. You're not feeling it. So he's not a meat fan, we know that.
I don't even know how to describe it. Don't ever make me eat that again.
Look, I'm all for trying things, and I know that I probably seem narrow-minded in saying never, but I tried it, so you can't say that I didn't try it. But never again, ever.
I want to go sit down and we'll go over the financials and we'll talk about the business.
Okay.
Hey, bud.
Hey.
So walk me through. I'm struggling with the concept, to be totally honest.
Okay.
There's nothing that stops any of these people from getting a coconut and putting a hole in it.
If you put a hole in this and put it on the shelf, it's dead in a day. You put a tap in it, it's good for 3 weeks.
Do you have your financials?
Yes. I just had my guys pull the P&L for year-to-date and then balance sheet P&L.
Well, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, where are those?
I didn't give last year's. I just gave you current.
You don't have them?
I have them, but I have to get them sent to me.
Did you think I was going to ask you for them?
I brought current. I wanted to paint the picture where it's at now.
So this is year-to-date?
Yeah.
So this is a half a year?
Yep.
So far for the year, $261,000 in revenue, $171,000 in gross profit, which means the margins are pretty decent.
A good margin.
You've done $261,000.
Yeah.
How many units did you sell?
We sold, I'm up drawing a blank all of a sudden.
By the way, Vinny knew I was coming, and he shows up with no historical financials, and what he has for the year basically is a little bit of revenue. I would say that after seeing that, it's clear to me that he may have come up with a good idea, but the rest of his business doesn't seem to be airtight. Coco Vinny at Coco Taps should know how many coconuts he sold.
The quality of your financial information and your grasp of the numbers, how would you rate it?
I'm at 8.5.
When it comes to your grasp of the numbers, I wouldn't give you 8.5.
That's fair.
That's troubling.
When you want to sit me in a room and hammer numbers, we can do that. But that's not my strength. I embody a whole different skill set of Coco Soul and Coco Vinny. I'm the Colonel Sanders of coconuts.
I'm not comfortable yet. And because I don't have the financials and I don't have a balance sheet, I can't even see how the puzzle would be put together. What I don't like about Vinny is that he's now becoming slightly dismissive about the facts that are in front of me. He's almost like, don't pay attention to the numbers. Look at the shiny object over here.
How many of these will you sell a year in Vegas? A
couple hundred thousand.
If you can sell 200,000 in Vegas, in my mind, that's proof of concept in a very tight radius. Pick one market outside of Vegas where you'd say, okay, I'm going to do proof of concept somewhere else.
I'd say between Orlando and between Miami and Fort Lauderdale, where you have the resorts, the cruise ships, and all the theme parks.
And would you think about the Keys as part of that element?
Yeah.
Tourism.
Tourism.
Okay. I'm willing to put you through Coco boot camp.
Okay.
Before I can determine what kind of investment I'm going to make. And so what I would rather do is go into a new market and understand, is the market viable? Does the consumer accept it? The way that I want to do that is to hit the ground in Key West, and we're going to see what that's going to look like.
So normally, at this point, I would understand whether I wanted to or didn't want to do a deal. If I wanted to do a deal, I would start negotiating, but I'm not comfortable yet. Vinny doesn't have the basic disciplines required to be a business owner, and I don't understand exactly what he's asking me to invest in. So I'm willing to continue to work with him to try to help him, and so I'm going to put him through the paces. But in terms of writing a check right now, no way.
Okay, we'll figure it out.
No, it's nothing to figure out. Next weekend.
It's going to have to be the next one.
I'm going next weekend.
I won't be
there.
You
got a wedding or something?
I have a very important, I've got to travel. We've got a lot of work to do now to get all that stuff there and everything. So I would rather do it in 2 weeks. So
I can't.
You're already ready to go, huh?
I'm going.
All right.
Okay? All right. Okay, brother. I'll see you there.
Appreciate it.
What's up, guys?
Good morning.
On time. How you doing, brother?
Doing good.
How are you, my man?
How you doing?
How you doing? Welcome to Key West.
Thank you
for having us.
You guys ready to get started?
Yes.
Where's Vinny at?
Vinny is inbound. I think he gets here probably about 10 minutes.
All right. Let's get started, I guess.
In order for this business to be anything interesting to invest in, I'm going to want to understand the scalability of it outside of the Vegas market. So I came up with this idea to set up at my Key Lime Pie Company. It was a business that I invested in years ago.
Hi.
I'm Joe with Coco Taps.
Nice to meet you.
I'm Rob.
Rob. Stephanie.
Stephanie, who's the manager of that location, is a very successful business person, and she could teach Vinny a lot about business. But I'm here. Rob's here. Joe's here. Where's Vinny?
So they are from Coco Taps in Vegas. One problem, the owner's not here.
Well, we can wait or we can get started.
I'm down to get started.
Let's get started.
Let's do it.
I want to get feedback from customers. I want to understand what people think of the product. I want to understand what people think of the price. I want Stephanie to understand what the process is like to tap. And I really want to get my head around, is this a coconut business or is it a tap business?
This is your Captain Coco Vinny. Please leave me your name and number and I'll return your call faster. Have a fresh coconut. Make it a great day. I'm sending you Coco Love.
Hey, Coco Love. We are here in Key West trying to figure out where you are. So when you land, please call me on my phone. Thanks. So do you guys have training modules for all of that?
There are bits and pieces of a lot of that documented.
Yeah, because like if Stephanie wanted to have these in her company, you'd have to walk her through, this is the cost, these are the elements, this is the labor, this is the process, this is the suggested retail, here's what your margins are going to be, here's where the distributor is, here's how you buy the taps. You got to go in almost and put things...
as simple as possible for me, because I'm going to get all of these questions and I'm going to have more.
Have them all. Come on down, folks. You want to try a real coconut with a tap on it? Here we go. Let's go. Coconut. How you doing, sir?
I'm awesome.
Good.
Man.
Enjoy the coconut. We'll see you guys later. Thank you.
What's happening, y'all?
How you doing, folks?
You guys enjoying coconuts?
Yeah.
Oh, hey. So, just out of curiosity, why are you here at 11 o'clock? Because these guys all got here.
Yeah, well, they came from Vegas. They came from Seattle. Well,
I'm just going to tell you,
okay,
being totally honest with you, you look like a bit of an ass showing up after they were here.
Okay.
When business owners don't show up to a scheduled meeting, it's rude and irresponsible. This is not a good start, Vinny. We're here to work. His other teammates flew in. My team is there. And it's a sign of disrespect to the other people that you're working with. Look, everybody thinks that running your own business is going to be easy. Newsflash, it's actually harder.
We're starting at noon. This is a standalone product that we think has a lot of merit.
Great.
And so we're going to want to understand where the price points are.
Got
so
it.
At any moment where you feel like you need to change prices,
we'll change it.
You just talk to Katie and Stephanie about it.
I think I'd like to start at $12.99.
How many do you think you could sell a day?
500 a day.
All right. You feel good where we're starting?
I feel good for you because I know you're fine.
Okay.
It's him that I'm worried about.
I'll go sell coconuts. You get it that.
Anytime you're launching a product in a new market, it's good to understand what the elasticity of a price is. And when you test it, you'll see where the volume works and where it doesn't, and you'll land on the right price. If you sell 5 at $12.99, 15 at $11.99, and 100 at $10.99, the data has shown you that $10.99 is the most optimum price.
Start your day with the fresh coconut tap.
Fresh coconuts, guys. Fresh cocos.
Do you like to dance? Just shake it.
I gotta learn how to juggle.
Would you like to try coconut?
I would.
Okay. Have you ever tried one before?
No, I haven't.
This is Claudia.
Oh, I don't
Hi.
Know. How are you? Do you work at the company?
Part-time.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And what's your guys' relationship?
Friends.
Yeah.
With benefits.
With what? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Well, I had to hold on. I have a coconut in my hand. Are you guys in a relationship?
Yeah, we've been dating for a little while.
Yeah. Why do you guys check your story with each other?
Oh, it's just, there's a lot going on. We haven't slept much. We've been on a red eye, so we're just trying to get our together.
What starts to go through my mind is the reason that he's late for this entire process and the reason maybe he didn't even want to come to Key West is because he had alternative plans? But then just own it from the beginning. Don't make up some bull story about why you couldn't come and why you couldn't be on time. Just, like, be honest about it.
All right. Give me a quick break.
Cool. Look, I wanted to give him and the team a chance to do some work on their own, knowing that Stephanie and Katie would be taking a lot of notes for me. If this product is as good as you say it is, and you are as good as you pretend to be, prove it.
Selling coconuts is what we do. Makes me smile when the cocoa cash comes through, yeah. Every day we're just tapping and serving cold to do.
Fresh coconut samples.
Would you like to try some?
Try
some. Fresh tapped coconut water?
Hi, how are y'all?
How much is it for?
They are $12.99.
We got to get over to Sloppy Joe's, so let's do one case for now. What's going on, Sloppy Joe? How we doing, guys? I'm the coconut man. So if you guys want a fresh tapped coconut, shake it, rattle, and just roll. My name's Coco Bean, I got so go-go soul. That's all I got, because I'm going to take it up. That's right, baby. Come get some fresh cocos on the corner, yeah. All right. Listen, coconuts, that's how it's done. You ring the bell. We walked in cold. That's how it's done. You spread the cocoa love.
How's it gone?
You missed some action today.
How many coconuts have you sold here?
Here in this spot, we've sold, what, about 6 cases?
Let me go check on the numbers.
Okay.
Steph, how's it going?
All right.
How many cases has he actually sold?
10 I've sold.
10 cases?
No. I mean, coconuts.
Come on. $120?
Yeah, I'm selling it. $12.99.
Hey, Vinny.
Yeah.
I want to ask you a quick question, buddy.
Yeah.
I was looking in the system. So there's 9 in a case, right?
Yeah.
And you said you sold the 6 cases.
Okay.
So 6 cases times 9 would be 54.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And there's only 10 in the system. 10.
Okay. So we did good with the samples. We tried some different things. I got up on stage at Sloppy Joe's. I played music.
He was supposed to be testing prices, working on the process, teaching Stephanie and Katie how it worked, proving to me that this was a good idea, and not proving to me that he can go to a bar, get on stage, and sing. It feels like everything he does, he kind of just wings it.
Where was that for the goal for today? Because the goal when we left was sell coconuts here. Let's understand it. Let's learn. Let's learn here. Well, when you have a shop that was empty.
But I'm seeing a lot of people in here. The thing's not selling doesn't mean that it's a failure. It could be price.
That's what we did. We learned that there wasn't a price resistance at $12.99.
Well, there must be if you only sold 10.
No.
Did you try any at $7.99?
That's the wrong assumption with this amount of traffic flow, period. You could put them at $1. You sell the same amount.
Did you just hear what he said? Because I want to make sure I processed it right. Is this guy for real? Or is he just trying to always sell me with his Coco character?
It's not a price game. This is a traffic game right here.
Sounds so stupid when you say that.
This is the ultimate vacation.
If we dropped the price of our pie, would we sell more today?
Oh, yeah.
You really think so?
Yes.
Well,
and you didn't follow the task, which was to learn.
You told me to sell coconuts. That's what I'm doing.
In this box,
I came right back here.
To learn, Vinny.
That's what I'm learning right now.
Okay, he told me that you guys sold 6 cases, which is actually not true. You showed up late. you're out there walking all over town when that wasn't the task.
By the way, I also recorded some Instagram videos and Facebook, and I'm driving traffic. That just went live about an hour ago.
Folks, I'm sorry. Please step forward. I apologize. We're here acting a little coconuts. You and I are going to take a walk.
Okay, sounds good.
Actually, we'll just jump on the car to go.
All right.
The one thing that Vinny has done really well is surround himself with a great team. But right now, I want to just spend all of my time working with him. He hasn't made a good first impression, second impression, or third impression. Like, is this really happening? More importantly, why am I still here? I don't know who the real Vinny is, but I'm going to find out right now, or I'm going to send him home.
Hemingway home. How long has this place been here?
Let's go find out.
Oh, wow. It's nice and cool in here.
The history's pretty amazing.
It is.
Part of the reason why I wanted to take Vinny to Ernest Hemingway's house is because this is a gentleman who obviously wrote a lot of fiction. And what I can't tell with Vinny is the difference between fact and fiction. So this is pictures of Hemingway at different periods. And in every single picture, he looks like a different character.
He sure does.
That's the creative side of it. But when it comes down to how many books were sold, if he made or lost money, it's hard to mix the two worlds. I'm trying to be patient, and I'm trying to be open-minded. I just don't understand what's going through his mind. And I'm not sure if his insecurity and his nervousness and his anxiety have kicked into overdrive, and it's just making him say and do silly things.
You know, Coco Vinny is somebody that was invented by me.
So it's fictional.
Sure.
Like Ernest Hemingway.
But I also get to play that character, and I am that character. I'm shy. I've been a fat kid my whole life. So maybe it's a part of just wanting to fit in. So there's a real story, a real person. I grew up really fast. I had to be really responsible really young. So I just wanted to make my life as fun and as carefree as I possibly can. That's why it's not just some shtick.
Are you aware that some people see it as that?
Sure.
I do feel like sometimes you get caught up in the character. If you could work on putting some precision behind the facts and just checking yourself, because I think what happens is it undermines the character.
Right.
It starts to click for me that he is the way he is because he's trying to overcompensate for some insecurity that he has. And I'm more sympathetic to that. But we have to understand when to turn it off. I think Vinny struggles with the dial. I think you have to look at what you've created totally differently.
Okay.
What's the golden nugget the business has?
The tap.
That's it. Now, I'm going to test out this theory with you.
Okay.
If I were you, I would think about how I can split up the world geographically and financially to monetize my invention.
Territory licensing is what you're saying.
Just for the distribution rights of the tap. So the way that I want Vinny to think about this is how to slice and dice the United States in a way where the areas can be defined as territories. He would give people the rights to sell exclusively this tap in a specific geographic area. The easy thing for Vinny is that now all he has to do is invest in inventory and taps. No manufacturing, just simply buy the taps, ship them to the distributor, and make the difference between the cost it took to make the tap and the amount of money that you could sell the tap for. That was pretty cool, wasn't it?
That was cool. Thanks for showing me that place. Hey, Marcus.
Yeah, hey, buddy.
Good to see you.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Oh, this is nice out here.
Isn't it nice? You look nice.
Thanks.
So where do we go from here? Because I have no interest in investing in the coconut business.
Okay.
It's a fun thing, but it's just not my thing. I have interest in understanding where money can be made as it relates to the tap.
Great.
So where's your paperwork on the utility patent?
So I have all of our attorney's paperwork.
And has the patent been issued or is it
no.
patent pending?
No. We filed a very, very broad patent.
And when do you expect to actually be issued that patent?
Well, I've talked to the attorneys and I'd say at the most a year.
So the offer that I want to make to you right now, is that I'm willing to give you a $100,000 down payment. I would want to be absolutely clear that I can bring in 2 to 3 licensees inside of my territory, and they, without question, can get an absolute clear training module presentation on how to start, how to execute, how to fulfill.
Which territory would you want to talk about?
Well, the only territory that I have any interest in is South Florida.
South Florida, meaning Miami?
I would say Orlando Down.
Orlando Down. That's all of Florida.
All right, all of Florida. If your utility patent is denied, the agreement's off. For me to allow that money to be deposited is that I'm going to want to see true financials on the Las Vegas market.
Yeah, okay.
We have a deal?
We have a deal.
Okay, then.
Thank you so much.
All right,
thanks, Marcus.
See you in a few weeks.
Okay.
Woo! How you doing, buddy? Nice to see you, brother.
Good to see you.
I'm bringing Vinny to Beyond Green, which is a biodegradable company that makes things like storage and shopping bags. And I want to see if they could actually make a biodegradable tap so that when the coconut gets thrown in the garbage, it actually totally biodegrades. So what is this?
Maize flour vegetable oil blended with the biodegradable polyester, which gives the elasticity.
Is this it?
Yes.
How does it happen? Do you melt it?
To make it into the tap? Yeah.
And what does it cost to manufacture this?
Maximum 25 cents a piece.
And what do you currently buy your tap
for? We're in that same range.
To make a smart environmental business decision that has a price difference of essentially nothing, well, there's no question about it. We're moving forward with the biodegradable one. So you and I are going to work on how the presentation of the product is going to work, how a licensee would understand what's the steps to actually get somebody to buy off on it. Okay?
All right. That sounds good.
I'm going to give you a marker so you can outline how you believe the coconut's territories should be divided up. I felt it would be a good idea to actually start to develop how the territories should be divided and clearly define what that would look like.
I'm going to focus on hot tourism spots. Let's go.
What are you doing?
I'm just circling territories.
You're circling states.
Yeah, well, I mean, I just... That's some of these states...
Our forefathers already mapped out for us.
I mean, the top 10, I believe, are all right here.
All right, so why don't you rank those territories from 1 through 10? Vinny doesn't seem to necessarily have much thought about how the territories should be divided, and I would have thought that he would have mapped it out, he would have thought about it, but I'm standing here like I'm talking to a deer in headlights. Number 6 is what?
I'm going to say Austin, Texas. Do you know where Austin is?
I do.
Can you show me?
No, sir.
All right. I think that covers Austin, too, so we'll just call it West Texas.
So where's Vegas?
I'd say Vegas is probably number 8.
You need to get more granular than just drawing giant circles.
Okay.
It can't be like you're going to get Coco Love and you're going to get me and you're going to get the brand.
I get that.
Because you're going to find that some people will get that and they'll appreciate it, and others, it's going to feel intangible to them.
Okay. Sorry.
Hi there.
Hi.
Are you Alicia?
I am.
How are you? I'm Marcus. I'm taking Vinny to meet Alicia. She's the entrepreneur that owns a number of restaurants in Huntington Beach, right on the beach. My primary objective here is to see if Vinny has learned anything since the day I met him. And does he know the difference between Coco Vinny and Vinny the business person?
So this is a fresh tapped coconut.
So let me ask you this. Or do you have the patent for this?
I'm the inventor of that.
Okay.
We're patent pending right now.
Okay, gotcha.
So basically, when we work together, we're doing licenses right now. We show you how to tap and brand your own coconuts.
It's almost like a franchise.
There you go. Yeah. So,
you're confused?
Yeah.
Can I grab him real quick?
Sure.
All right. Time out.
So this is why I wanted to see you do this, because it's okay. Clumsy as you got to be able to give people a path, and it feels clunky right now.
Yeah, it is. I haven't sold it yet.
So I need you to slow it down, super clean, super tight.
Let's do this again.
It's not that Vinny doesn't know the concept. He doesn't have it written down and organized how to deliver a pitch in a very methodical, step-by-step way.
So right now, if you were to buy this product, you would actually own this. Nobody else could do it. You would control the supply and the demand of the Fresh Tap coconuts on Bolsa Chica.
Okay. So do you have an offer for me to do Bolsa Chica?
Yeah, we definitely can offer you that to you.
I really think there's a deal here, but you gotta get your together.
We would come up with like a small down payment, call it $20,000, right?
Okay.
Something like that. To keep your exclusive, it would be like 10,000 taps a year. And then you would pay $1 a tap. And then we would come in and train your staff on how to produce them. You would be our exclusive licensee distributor on Bolsa Chica.
Okay, so here's the deal. I like the brand. I like the concept. The only thing is $1 is just a little bit too expensive.
You know what else I see is I play the ukulele, so I'd be down here with the whole crew, and we could actually come and promote this and get behind it.
No ukulele, dude. Let's just sell some taps here. Make some money, and you can buy another ukulele, whatever.
In order for me to get behind something like this, what I'm going to need back is some support, and that support has to come past a ukulele.
We'll come up with that. Work that out together.
I'm disappointed. He didn't have his training tools right. He didn't have his pitch down. He didn't understand the economics, the numbers, and the territory concept. I wanted him to get a deal done.
But you gotta have your pitch right because it throws people off.
Yeah, you know. So this is sales training and production training. So it gives you the overview.
It's been a week since the botched presentation at Sea Legs, and I'm back to check in to see how the training module is going, which, by the way, was due like 3 weeks ago.
We educate the people about the coconut, packaging and labeling, palletization.
Well, where's the, you said that the distribution was in here.
No, that's not in here.
Well, where do I get the coconuts from? How do they need to be stored? What temperature does it need to be in? Where's that in here?
We
need to add that in.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't feel like he's putting in the effort and the thought to lay out a plan. I can't afford to have him winging it with other people's money. It's too dangerous.
So I would encourage you to go back.
Okay.
And really think about refining this.
Yeah, I agree. So that is called a diamond cut coconut. And what we invented was the Coco Tap.
I wanted Vinny to pitch his concept to Contemporary Marketing. It's a company that I've worked with lots of different projects.
Oh, yeah.
They represent tons of brands to lots of retailers. And I thought, if Vinny can make a good impression on Mike and Adam, then maybe there's actually something viable here. If not, then maybe my gut is telling me something different.
One thing that nobody's going to have is the Colonel Sanders of coconuts, and that'll hold strong to the end of time. We're building something that is cocoa love. This is a purpose, a passion.
Oh, that's good, but let's can we get into the numbers? Because that's really where, how do I make money? And what's your growth from day one?
Do you have your financials with you?
Actually, I just have my licensing pitch.
And there is a patent.
We're patent pending right now. We have protection.
Well, it just worries me because anybody can change a little bit of a widget and your patent's blown up and you don't have a patent and you don't have a product.
But it's going to happen because the cocoa dream is real.
To be honest with you, I'm getting kind of embarrassed by what's happening here. Instead of Vinny dropping his facade, he continues to put up his wall and his facade, confusing not only me, but almost annoying everybody else.
Great meeting you, too.
Nice to meet you, too, Mr.
Workus.
Look, Vinny has continued to string me along with this whole patent pending process. I've seen no documentation and have no confirmation. At this point, I want to get confirmation right now.
Dylan?
Hey, Marcus.
How's it going?
How are you? Nice to meet you.
So I decided to hire a utility patent lawyer. All these documents and all the applications are public records. So I asked the attorney to actually pull all the records so he could explain how close are we to getting the patent.
They've gone through a series of rejections and responses, and they haven't been able to get the rejections resolved to the point where the examiner is convinced that what's claimed is new and non-obvious.
How many times has the "this is what makes it different" rejected happened?
4 rejections and then responses to those rejections. And they currently have a rejection that came out late last month where all their claims are rejected.
So if you were going out on a date, you'd probably move on at some point.
Yes.
Hey, bud. How are you?
Good to see you.
How are you?
How's it going?
Good. What's your name?
Dylan Adams.
Hey,
good to meet you.
Yeah. So I reached out to him. He was able to pull all of the applications and all of the timelines.
So the rejections are based on prior art. And this is the current prior art that is being used to reject them.
Young coconut insert that is used to deliver the contents of a young coconut in a hygienic and safe manner. You created a device that goes into the coconut and has a cap on it.
Right.
They have a device that goes into the coconut and has a cap on it.
Okay.
Do you believe that this artwork is what is preventing him from getting a patent?
Oh, absolutely.
Like, it looks pretty similar. I mean, if you look at it,
it's a little bit cocoa crazy right now. I've never seen that before.
While I don't think Vinny was being blatantly dishonest about it, I think he likes to just glaze over the details, like the important ones, like the fact that you applied and were rejected 4 times.
This mechanism was filed before yours was filed.
Okay. This is the exact same thing. But you told me that you were the only one that had it and you invented it.
I did invent this.
You invented that?
Yes. I have more foot to stand on with market success.
But the fact that it's been rejected 4 times is a problem.
I don't agree with you. There's no way he's going to be able to get a patent on the broad idea of sticking something to coconut and then having it be sealed.
We also don't know that somebody else couldn't just create one. It may have different functions and features,
right.
But if they create something that goes into a coconut, they're not going to get protection and you're not going to get protection because of this.
The one thing we are protected against is that there's a real Coco Vinny that can sell this through.
I'm sorry, I don't understand. What's the patent on Coco Vinny?
There's only one of me. And that's the brand, and that's the real, true Coco soul and Coco love that's going to drive this to the end of the earth.
You can tell that Vinny's getting uncomfortable, and he's retreating back into his salesy kind of pitch. When he gets into trouble, he starts selling me about Coco this and Coco that and Coco love and Coco soul. Coco stop. The real business here is the tap and not Coco Vinny.
There's nothing that legally prevents somebody from entering the space. Okay.
Thank you so
much. Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
Really
glad
nice
to help.
You.
Good to meet you.
Hey, bud.
Hey.
Did you bring any updated financials with you?
They're all coming together. I've been working on it ever since we had
Okay, so in process.
Yes.
Okay. I've asked Vinny to meet me at my office where I can have an honest conversation about where his financials are, where the training module is, and where we are on the patent.
Are the training modules totally complete? No, they're coming along though. These didn't exist before.
All along the way, you said one thing, but the reality is something different.
Okay.
And you have a tendency to speak in tenses that make it seem like it already happened.
Mm.
And what you dream and what you want and what exists.
Morphing something into reality, making it real before it's real.
Yeah. And rather than following it up with true data and facts, you go into a different direction.
Hmm.
And I think it hurts your credibility. Like, I think that the idea that you came up with is really good. But I'm not here to be a licensee today. I just think that for me, the risk is too great.
Okay.
Like, you're a good dude, but I don't want to be Coco Nuts myself by moving forward. I give you a lot of credit for putting your heart and soul in it.
I've grown so much since we met. It's been challenging. You've brought some amazing ideas, advice.
Thank you. And I give you a lot of credit for that, and I think you're a super dude in that regard. Okay?
Thank you.
I wish you a lot of luck, buddy.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
We'll see you around. All right.
Okay?
Okay. Ultimately, I blame it on myself because I wasn't able to get him to learn the important building blocks required for running and owning a business. I hope he learned through this process that ultimately business isn't just about being silly or funny.
Oh, that kind of sucked. But actually it didn't, I guess. Won't you be my sexy Coco Queen? Dream and shout, you know we tap it out. You're so fine, you make me blow my mind tonight. Coco love, always.
You've been listening to The Profit, the podcast from CNBC. I'm Marcus Lemonis.
For more of The Prophet, subscribe today wherever you listen.